This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program here. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And also, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Just hop on into those over at discord.lrn.fm. And then you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. It's really a nice quality upgrade for those of you who used to call on the phones and now are calling us on Discord. We appreciate that, because if it's easier to listen to you, then you might get to stay on a little longer. So once again, go to discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
So if you want to comment on Cody Wilson, I think we've gotten all the important information out about his recent arrest. It happened within the last 24 hours, actually within the last about 14 hours. Over in Taiwan, he is ostensibly being deported back to the United States, where the U.S. Marshals will likely then take him into custody and bring him to Texas for trial on the dastardly crime of consensual sex with a 16-year-old girl. Oh, wait, the law says you can't consent if you're under the age of 17. But as soon as
Texas.
As soon as you turn 17, then magically you have the ability to consent to sex.
That begs the question, is it illegal for two, like, 15-year-olds to have sex in Texas?
It depends.
We covered the thing, and the age of consent is 17 as long as the other party is not more than 3 years different.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it might be. I don't have the laws in front of me as far as that goes, but ultimately it's sad. He's not a he's the victim in this particular case. It's clear that, you know, the states and the federal government are out to get him in a big way, and I don't personally buy the theory that this whole thing was a setup. But I understand why people believe that.
I don't know if I believe it's a setup necessarily, but it's certainly very, very suspicious.
I think my suspicion here is that the original report was that it was a counselor who contacted Austin police.
Yes.
That this girl had gone to some sort of counselor. Now, maybe she has regular appointments with this. Who knows? We don't know what the relationship with the counselor was with the teenage girl.
The affidavit did mention that the when the counselor went to the police, she mentioned a client,
mm-hmm.
which leads me to believe that she's not a... Right, no... I was able to, you know, put two and two together on that, but Conan was suggesting on Wednesday that he thought it might have been like a school guidance counselor.
Mm.
If it's a school guidance counselor, she would not refer to one of the students at the school as a client.
No. So I suspect that either the girl herself or the counselor is an anti-gun person. And that when they found out Cody Wilson was the...
He's a big deal.
The person who was, you know, committed the act, the alleged act, that they decided to get him. And ultimately, the affidavit claims that Cody bragged to the girl during their texting. So after they met on this Sugar Daddy website, he ostensibly bragged that he was a, quote, big deal, and that he was Cody Wilson, and then she says she looked him up.
That just seems so out there.
What? What part?
I mean,
what's out there?
It sounds like propaganda.
That he would brag?
That line. No, I'm not saying that, you know, he wouldn't, but it sounds like such propaganda. It's like, I don't know how much we should believe it.
Well, obviously, we haven't seen the evidence. We don't know what the texts say between.
But it doesn't seem outside the realm of possibility for somebody to brag themselves up.
It doesn't, but it's...
I don't put on my dating profile, I ran for president.
Yeah,
right.
But after I chat with somebody and they figure out who I am, they're like, wait, you're the guy that ran for president?
All the words that they chose to basically put out there that he supposedly said, that's what they put out there. It just seems like it's more of a political thing than it is anything else.
He was also on a sugar daddy website where all of the guys are presumably rich, and they're all going to try to make themselves sound like a better catch than one of the other guys.
Yeah, they probably all think they're a big deal on the sugar daddy website. So that doesn't surprise me at all, but I agree with you, it's political. I mean, you know, anything they can smear him with, they're going to smear him with.
So it's one of those things
they didn't put more out there.
I'm not just rich. Yeah. People also know who I am.
Like, you know, he also allegedly sent her a picture of his penis.
Yep.
And she allegedly sent nude photos back to him. Now, presumably, there was probably some salacious language that passed back and forth between them.
Yes.
And they haven't put that out there yet either. But, you know, that may be coming. So, anyway, the claim here that he said he was a big deal and identified who he was, that led her to look him up to find out, well, is this guy really as big of a deal as he says? Turns out he is. And then maybe that's what triggered, maybe that was what triggered her from, oh, this is going to be a normal encounter. I'm going to make some money and I'm going to, you know, because presumably this girl's done this before. And presumably if you are this sugar baby, you want to keep coming back to the sugar daddy, right?
Right.
Like you, if you're going to get paid $500 for 2 hours of your time and then, you know, you're released back out into the world, you're going to want to do that probably again and again and again. But in this case, she went to the counselor.
It does seem so bizarre because if she was, you know, in it for the money, all right, let's say she was, why would she report it?
Because she is an anti-gunner. That's my suspicion. Like, my suspicion.
And it seems like it happened so quickly. You know, the whole thing just seemed to unravel so quickly.
They put the whole thing together in a month. Yeah. Allegedly happened back in August.
It just seemed like it happened so quickly to be, you know, there's a motivation. There was motivation here that had nothing
to
do with
this guy.
So I'm about to put what some people would probably refer to as my social justice warrior hat on
for a second.
So you're saying this just seemed to happen too quickly, so probably it's all made up, blah, blah, blah,
blah. No,
hold on, hold on. But yet, if it was something that drug out over a series of months or even years before coming out, then it would be, well, this happened all this time ago. Why didn't it wind up going quicker? And it just seems like one of these things to where, you know, like some people are just, you know, like trying to, I don't know, like, say, well, you know, like, yeah, maybe it happened, maybe it didn't, just leave him alone because reasons.
Well, I think Chris is right. I mean, they definitely put serious police resources on this. They saw who this person was, and Austin PD knows who he is. You know, he is no stranger to Austin PD.
Right.
This guy's an international public figure.
Right.
And if they can, there's just certain people that if they can get you, they're going to get you, and they're going to put a lot more effort into that case than, say, somebody else. Now, what's another interesting thing is in, like, a lot of drug dealing cases where our friend Rich Paul, for instance, former co-host here on Free Talk Live, was set up with undercover purchases. They made a few different undercover purchases.
And it was mentioned during the trial why they did that. Because if it's just one purchase, then the defendant could say, I've never done this before. It's just, you know, like a one-time, it was
a
setup.
Now he's a professional.
Now, well, we've got you on four different occasions.
Right.
This is not a one-off.
Correct. I wonder if that's, you know, why they didn't set him up more than once. You know, then they could hit him with more than one felony charge, couldn't they? If they popped him for three different sexual encounters?
Yeah, but doesn't it end up still
possibly
being a single trial? Because
it's always going to be a single trial, but if we've got seven charges against you, that sounds a lot worse than we've got one charge
against
you.
Maybe they just can't take an underage person and put them up to that kind of a undercover kind of work. That's probably something they can't.
You're probably right.
One would think, but I recalled coming across a story from several years ago. It popped up in like my Facebook memories of several years ago. You shared this article. Mm-hmm. It was about a 14-year-old girl that was used as, you know, like a bait thing to try to catch a sexual predator. She was actually raped, and her family sued the police department, and I think the police department wound up not actually being held liable.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Well, I would say that in that case, they probably, you know, can't legally allow her to be raped, but they still weren't held responsible for it. So odds are they don't want to put themselves in that position of, oh, well, we're going to put this girl back in a hotel room with this guy to, you know, have her.
Right. A court case is expensive regardless of whether or not you get your way, either on either side. So I could definitely see them not wanting to get themselves in that position where they get sued.
Coming up, we're going to talk about copyright. Apparently, things may be getting even worse as far as the copyright laws in this country. And Daryl's got that story. Plus, according to, and you mentioned this in the last hour, but it's worth mentioning here again, they say that Cody Wilson was looking for an apartment and posing as a student in Taipei, but the rental agency recognized him and called the cops on him. So even his photograph managed to make it all the way over to, you know, just some normal people in Taiwan.
He's a big deal.
Yeah, he's that
right.
big of a
he's
deal.
He's absolutely right if he said he was a big deal.
On August 24, 1992, 20 eager Cardozo law students filed into a small room to kick off the first day of Barry Scheck and Peter Newfield's Innocence Project clinic. After years as public defenders in New York City, Barry and Peter started the clinic to review cases of people in prison who could prove their innocence using DNA testing. What they thought was a few hundred cases turned out to be thousands and a clear sign that the system needed repair. At the time, no one imagined that Barry's and Peter's vision would evolve into a national organization with the power to reform the criminal justice system 26 years later. Since that August day in 1992, there are now 565 Cardozo Law School clinic students trained, and the Innocence Project has celebrated 208 exonerations. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about saveitpurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using saveitpurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. Saveitpurse.com. Save ATPurse.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free here. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And also, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms that are available to you at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Your property and your family are precious, so protect them with Blink. The Blink motion-activated HD security cameras that are wireless devices, which make setup extremely fast. You basically unbox, put the batteries in. The batteries are included, and they're just double A's, so it's not hard to replace them after, I think they say it'll last for 2 years.
2 years.
So not hard to replace them when that time comes. Put the batteries in, and then just put the cameras up wherever you want. You plug in one thing. There's only one wire in the system. That's the power cable for the hub that interfaces with all the cameras, and it's all set up wirelessly by your smart device, your smartphone or tablet. And then you're good to go. You decide when the cameras are operating, when they're going to send you motion clips. If something happens in front of them, you'll get the clips on your smart device wherever it is that you are, as long as you've got internet service on your smartphone. Blink, by the way, works with Alexa. That's because Blink is now an Amazon company. They liked it so much, they bought Blink. And you can get your Blink cameras. In fact, you can get 15% off of them because you're a Free Talk Live listener by going to blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts. Let's go to John in St. Louis, Missouri, listening or watching us on our Twitch feed at twitch.lrn.fm. Go ahead, John. You're on Free Talk Live.
Ian, Chris, Daryl, hey, first-time listener.
Thanks.
And I just wanted to ask you guys about, just with the Kavanaugh investigation, with everything that's going on, in the media, from celebrities to political figures, when do you guys think enough is enough with the sexual harassment issues and the sexual assault allegations? Do you think it's more of a witch hunt? Do you think it's actually something that should 100% be taken serious every single time?
You're talking about these allegations like against Cosby and others that have come out after decades. Is that what you're referring to?
Well, I'm talking more of the targeted attacks, things that seem a little suspicious. Like, obviously, Cosby, things like that. I think maybe those things are validated. But do you think that, people seeing the serious responses to this are starting to use it as a political weapon?
Seems like it.
Oh, yeah. I think most of the cases are actually political that come across my desk anyway, what I read in the news. Now, I don't know, I'm not necessarily saying that there's not a lot of people who are, being victims. There are not a lot of real victims out there, but I suspect most of the people that you see in the media, in the newspapers were victims.
Right. I mean, do these people, I hate to draw the party line here, but do people forget about, Bill Clinton? I mean, I don't know if you're familiar with,
So are you suggesting... Hold on. Let me see if I understand what you're... At. Are you suggesting that there aren't people that are being raped?
No. He's not saying that.
That's why I'm asking for clarification.
There are people being raped quite a bit, yeah. But what I'm saying is it being used as a weapon?
It seems obvious that an incident that happened decades ago, and by the way, I'm no fan of this Kavanaugh guy. He's a scum-sucking judge just like the rest of them, so it wouldn't surprise me if the allegations were true, but regardless, something that happened 30 years ago to have that unearthed at this convenient moment certainly smacks of this is political. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
I highly doubt some of these things happen. I think that people see things that have happened and the response to it, and they're using it as a weapon. I think it's disgusting.
Well, I mean, even if it happened 2 weeks ago, it's still he said versus she said in most cases.
Right.
And that, I think, is frustrating
enough.
In
most cases, if it happened 5 minutes ago, it's still going to be a he said versus she said.
Well, but if it's actual rape, then you can go to a rape kit.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, this is just the thing.
That's assuming that the guy didn't put on a condom.
No, that's not necessarily the case because hairs and other things are going to produce DNA that fall off and will be still attached to the.
But of course, in this case, it never got to the point of a rape. It was an alleged attempted rape in the case of Kavanaugh.
Honestly, I think the only way I would find somebody guilty of such a crime is if they went to a police station or got some sort of rape kit and
a hospital,
and at that point
I wouldn't go to the.
Oh, you're assuming that the police would actually wind up taking them serious.
That's why I say go to the hospital, not the not the police department.
Well, in either case, that might be a better way to go about it. But nonetheless, unless there's actual evidence, I would not convict somebody simply based on the testimony because of how easy and the significance of the charge alone, an accusation alone, is enough to ruin somebody. I don't see why we even need a further punishment.
Right. I really don't care what happens to this judge because, again, he's a judge, and as far as I'm concerned, he's put all kinds of innocent, peaceful people behind bars during his time on the bench. But cases like Cody Wilson, I'm very concerned with because there you actually have an innocent person who is a peaceful person accused of a non-crime that could put him away for 20 years, and that's insane. And that's totally political.
Talking about judges, I mean, Duke Lacrosse and, the minority issue. I mean, what do you guys think that plays into it as well?
The lacrosse team? What was that one? That was what they allegedly, raped a girl at a party or something? I forget that case.
I forget the specifics of that, but there was... I know that there was some kind of allegation about the prosecutor...
In the lacrosse case?
Yeah. Let's look at the situation in Steubenville, Ohio, where there was video evidence of high school football players gang raping a woman, and the guy that had the video was punished more severely than any of the people
that did the rape.
Wow.
And
he was charged with some kind of, he's trying to destroy this town!
The child pornographer or something like that.
No, they weren't saying he was a child pornographer because he was trying to take down the star football players.
Oh, my God.
That
really?
Was him trying to destroy the town.
John, any other comments you want to share tonight?
No, you know what? Thank you, guys. You guys are doing great work. Appreciate
good call.
It.
Thank you. I appreciate hearing from you. Good call from Twitch there, twitch.lrn.fm.
Surprisingly good call.
Yeah, really good.
Twitch.
But our Twitch calls range from, really good and intelligent to totally stupid and ridiculous.
But, one thing that's interesting is a lot of times, and, I read all kinds of news stories, but a lot of times when somebody does come forward saying, I was raped, the police start interrogating
them.
The woman of, somebody saw you at a bar with somebody a couple nights ago, so you couldn't have been raped because you hooked up with somebody. No, just because somebody hooks up with somebody doesn't mean that they're consenting to every encounter they have.
Yeah. There's a lot of stories about the police not taking that kind of thing seriously.
So, sometimes people will have gone forward, nobody believed them, and then several years later, there's another allegation against the person, and they're like, hey, that happened to me a couple of years ago as well, and nobody believed me then. And then you've got the media, some of which are jumping on, saying, oh, they're just attacking this person because he's famous now.
The police have no responsibility to protect you.
That's definitely true. The toll-free number, and there's a lot of court cases that have validated. That's not just a statement you're making.
Right.
That's what the court Supreme
that's
Court said.
That's what I'm trying to quote.
There's multiple cases there. 855-450-FREE. All right, we got the copyright story on the way. And that's some more tech news where Google apparently has a secret memo they've attempted to suppress about their Chinese search engine.
Dragonfly.
More coming up.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
USA Radio News.
Negotiations are still underway for Christine Blasey Ford, the college professor who accused Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her when they were both in high school, to tell her side of the story to the Senate Judiciary Committee. As the back and forth continues as far as who should testify first, Harvard Law professor Alan Dershowitz is having none of it.
It is so un-American to have the accuser testify after the accused. I have an op-ed coming out where I have six rules that have to govern these hearings. And the first rule is the accuser must go first, be subject to cross-examination. Then the accused has to go and be subject to cross-examination.
President Trump is having another one of his Make America Great Again rallies, this one in Springfield, Missouri, where the president is stumping for Josh Hawley, who he's hoping will replace Senator Claire McCaskill. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free to control of the airwaves here if you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, and joining you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Also, want to make sure you know about the Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's coming up, and it's coming fast. It's going to be here before you know it. In fact, we're just about 4 weeks away at this point, maybe five. 4 or 5 weeks. Texas Bitcoin Conference, October 27th and 28th in Austin, Texas. The very same Austin where they're trying to capture Cody Wilson. In fact, Cody was going to be attending the Texas Bitcoin Conference. I suspect he won't be there, given that they will likely consider him to be a
flight risk
and probably not give him any opportunity to have bail. Although the bail paperwork did say $150,000 on it that we looked at.
They've already set a price?
Well, earlier this week, but that may have been before they knew that he wasn't in Austin. So he probably is going to have a bail hearing.
They may have known that he was not in Austin, but pretended like they didn't know.
I don't know. Either way, they're likely going to give him another bail
hearing. Because he flew out of the country on September 6th.
But they're likely going to give him another bail.
$150,000 is actually not that high, considering the charge.
Yeah, it's not that low either. It's just one felony charge.
$150,000?
Yeah.
And then you come up with 10%, so it's actually $15,000 when you go to the bondsman.
I understand that. I understand all that. That still is just absolutely ridiculous.
Well, they want you to think this is a serious charge and that it's a serious crime of...
And he's a big deal, so he's got the money. Like, he could pay the bail if he wanted to.
He probably could.
Yeah, I guess. It's just absolutely disgusting, the amounts that they demand for bail.
Oh, yeah. Especially from people who can't afford it, which happens all the time.
Yeah, right.
So come on out to the Texas Bitcoin Conference. There's probably plenty of tickets available to you. It is year number 4 of the event. They're moving into a larger space, and it's going to be great. We've been every single year. Mark and I have broadcast Free Talk Live from this event. So we're looking forward to seeing you in Austin, Texas, October 28th and 27th and 28th. Of course, great speakers, including Paul Snow of Factum, Bruce Fenton of Ravencoin, Professor John M. Griffin, and more. And we will look forward to seeing you there. Go get your tickets now at TexasBitcoinConference.com. As we go to Big Loaf, he's on the line in North Carolina, listening to us also on Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm, which is our video streaming platform, the main one, where you can watch us in HD quality. Go ahead, Big Loaf.
Yeah, maybe at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, they can show off that proof of concept for the double spend exploit that was just patched today. That'd be awesome. But that aside, Chris.
I don't know what you're referring to.
Yeah, evidently Bitcoin Core, they patched a 0-day allowing double spend of Bitcoin.
Hmm.
So, yeah, I guess nobody double spent, but you never really know.
Okay.
So anyways, I was really calling to ask Chris, what do you think about the departure of Linus Torvalds as the acting maintainer of Linux?
Oh, yeah.
Who is Linus Torvalds? That name rings a bell.
He creates the kernel, the Linux kernel.
The Linux kernel.
The Linux kernel.
Because there's a bunch of different versions of Linux out there, right?
Yeah, so it's basically the heart of Linux, right?
So there's one guy who's behind Linux?
Well, no. He founded the kernel, and he maintains the kernel.
The kernel is what, the core programming behind Linux, basically?
Yeah, it's basically like the drivers, okay? Mm-hmm. And basically he maintains that, and then there's people who contribute to it, and lots of people, and entities and corporations and things.
What happens if he has a heart attack or something? Are there people that have the keys at the same level as
down,
him?
And there's a lot of people at the top, so it's not like him, and he's sort of stepping aside right now, so it's still going to continue to go on. It's not like it's going to just disappear or anything like that. But yeah, I mean, basically, what do I think of it? The whole situation is, there's a term for this. That I'm coining, if it's not already coined, software justice warrior.
What's that mean?
Well, what
does that mean?
So, you know how social justice warrior, it's basically social justice warrior within the software, the free software community.
How does that pan out exactly? Give me an example of what that's like.
It's basically people going in and doing codes of conduct saying you can't be mean. And
where do they put this code?
If you want to participate in a project, you have to agree to this code. And if you don't agree to this code, you know,
I won't sexually harass my coworkers.
Yeah, except the problem is it's
worse than that.
It's not just that. It's people being offended. If somebody's offended somehow and you cause them to be offended, even though
if you trigger somebody, then all of a sudden you violated your agreement and you're off the team.
Yeah, it's something along those lines. And so that's the...
And is this common these days, or is it becoming more?
It's getting more and more common.
So let me put it in perspective. So, number one, the guy that maintains the file system portion of the drivers for the kernel, he's accused of being a rape apologist for calling into question a statistical analysis of rape reports on college campuses just by being objective, right?
You're saying Torvalds is?
No, this is one of his oldest, like, I guess, co-authors, a guy named, can't remember his first name, but his last name is So. And he's a professor at Harvard, I believe. But regardless, now he's a rape apologist for just saying, hey, this statistical analysis doesn't make sense, right?
Wow.
And then there are other examples like, what happened at a company I might know about, right, where, you know, they just sneak in diversity requirements and say things like, you know, we're committed to hiring 20% all-female managers. Well, I guess if you're a guy looking to get into management, you know, your chances are now like 80 or 20% less, right? So it sneaks in all sorts of ways. And, yeah, Chris, to your point, you know, it's often used as like a sort of kind of like a filter because they throw in terms like hate. You know, if you participate in hate speech or offensive material, then, you know, we can shun you from the community, which on its face is a bad, but it really is to push a broader agenda, like a, you know, Marxist
agenda. That sounds awful. Basically, libertarians out of software development.
Yeah, basically,
the ones that open their mouths.
It's very much the case, and libertarians are very significant within the software community,
right?
Because, well,
it's basically lefties and libertarians, right? In the software world,
I would say it's a lot of.
There's probably some conservatives, but I would imagine they're minority compared.
I'd probably agree with that. They're more of a minority. And it's like basically, it comes off to me as being we need to be nicer in our words in order to welcome in women, and the women don't want to come in if, you know, we're going to use curse words and things like that.
Come on, as though that's what keeps women out of software development. My God, if we join a software development crew, we might encounter some curse words or some uncomfortable discussions.
Yes.
No, I think it has a lot more to do with stuff like Gamergate, to where there's some female gamer that was playing something and just wound up getting tons of sexual harassing emails.
I don't even think it's that. I think it's
more of this is something that's, you know, STEM or whatever, science, technology, engineering,
math,
that this program has been trying to recruit females into for a long time, young girls at schools or whatever, and it's because probably of just those societal norms of women are not. You know, over time, they just haven't been interested in these things, whether it's because why that is, I don't know.
And you know what's funny is that the guy from Google, James Damore, that's exactly what he was saying in his paper, and Google fired him.
Yeah, I mean, I can.
We got news about Google coming up.
Let me tell you something. I've had people threaten never to work with me. Indirectly, before they realized, I signed something in support of Jacob Applebaum. Now, I'm not necessarily
never
a fan
heard
of the guy.
Him.
Well, no, I think he's an important figure. Was an important figure anyway. In
Didn't
the Tor
suicide?
Project. What's that?
Did he suicide?
Not that I'm aware of, but maybe, I mean, anyway, but the point is, I signed something saying I support him, not necessarily that, you know, I support rape or anything, but basically, there's other people in the community that said, I'll never work with anybody who signed this.
Wow.
And, yeah.
Big Love, thanks for bringing that to the table tonight. Appreciate the discussion. Definitely shining some light on some of the internal workings of these free software organizations. Turns out that they're being taken over by the left, it sounds like.
That's definitely where it's going.
More coming up here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform. The unique spelling of Horizon is a nod to their heritage and recognizes that they remain committed to the vision that their project was built upon. Their coin and ticker symbol remain ZEN. Learn more at Horizon.global and join the Horizon community. Horizon. Global.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. We got time for you. Plenty of it, actually. You can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms that are open and available to you. Just go to discord.lrn.fm, and you can get interactive with us there. You can also interact with other chatters on our Discord. It is an open server. It's there 24/7. And frequently people are in there 24/7 in various different rooms. There's, of course, the Free Talk Live room, which tends to be popular during our live hours from 7 to 10 at night Eastern time, 7 nights a week. But outside of those times, they find people talking about cryptocurrency in the crypto room or maybe about gaming in the gaming room. There's different sub-rooms there, and there's even voice chat rooms and more, plus special rooms for Free Talk Live amplifiers and supporters of the show. So if you're a Twitch subscriber, you get access to the special rooms as well. So go to discord.lrn.fm. I recommend you install the Discord app, especially if you want to use Discord for calling the show. That makes it super easy. The Discord app is available on your smartphone and your favorite computer operating system, including Linux, although I don't think it's free. I don't think it's free software. I doubt it is. But anyway, it is. It's free to download. It's free to use, but it's not open source and free in the way that you describe free software. So you can comment on whatever you want. Go to discordapp.com to grab their app and get in the Discord chat over at discord.lrn.fm. So let's change gears and get into this copyright news. It's not good news, but it's not a done deal quite yet. And you've been researching the
right.
News.
It's not a done deal quite yet, and it's also not as bad as it could be.
But it ain't good.
It's not good.
Yeah. At least 100. Okay. Go on.
Well, like, we don't even know what it is yet, so let's get into what it supposedly purports to be.
Right. So I've got several different articles here, starting off with the one from The Verge. I've also got one from Ars Technica that I might cite every now and then. The Verge says the U.S. Senate has approved the Music Modernization Act of 2018, Senate Bill 2334, with unanimous consent. Meaning that there was no opposition. This being the first reform for music licensing in 20 years on the cusp of becoming law. The companion version in the House previously passed in April, also with unanimous consent.
Oh, my God.
The bills must now be reconciled before going to President Trump. Both of those are likely to happen, so the Senate was the last major hurdle. Although the Music Modernization Act was overwhelmingly supported by artists, songwriters, and every other corner of the music industry, and many government officials, it met opposition this summer. You don't believe what?
It's saying it's overwhelmingly supported by artists. Yeah, probably the ones that are in the back pocket of the record labels.
It sounds like the people who have ownership over the copyright are supporting this, not the artists.
Well, they probably have some artists like Metallica or whoever that are, you know, the record labels can turn to take the record label side of things, right? Not independent artists who actually aren't labeled with these record labels and don't benefit from this crap.
Right. Continuing on, Blackstone Group, whose mechanical licensing company Harry Fox Agency stands to be greatly impacted by MMA, that's what they're referring to, Music Modernization Act, as well as SiriusXM and Music Choice, pushed back against the bill. While issues with the Blackstone Group found resolution, the dispute with SiriusXM and Music Choice was still very much at the forefront. SiriusXM objected to a portion of the bill called the Classics Act, which makes them legally responsible to pay songwriters and artists on pre-1972 recordings. Now that it has passed the Senate, the bill has been renamed the Orrin Hatch Music Modernization Act after Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah, a songwriter himself who was a strong advocate and called it, quote, crucially important.
Is he still there? I thought he retired.
He's retiring at the end of his term.
Okay.
You know, I wish I could get a deal like that where, you know, I got lifetime, you know, indefinite income from work that I, you know,
from
did
something you did
30
when you
years
were a kid.
Ago. Yeah.
Right, but this isn't just Eminem and Machine Gun Kelly and Metallica getting royalties for the rest of their life. It's going to be their children and their grandchildren getting royalties.
You haven't gotten to the number of years yet.
I have not gotten to the number of years yet, but...
But currently, copyright is the life of the creator plus 70 years, I think you told me off the air.
Unless it's a corporation.
If it's a corporate creation, then it's a different number of years.
It's more.
It's more.
It's over 100.
And which of these aren't corporate now? Which, I mean,
that's the point. That's
Hold on. So when Lars Ulrich writes a song,
from Metallica,
he is the creator of the song. Now, just because he signs over the copyright to Apple Music does not make that song a corporate creation.
Hold on. If he's working for a record label at the time that he creates the song and he's under a contract that states that everything that you write belongs to, let's say, Elektra. I know they used to be on Elektra. I don't know if that label even exists. But, you know, if he's working for Elektra and they have a contract that says whatever you create is ours, then it's not his song, is it? In the same way that when you work for a radio station and you work on a show that the radio station owns or that the radio company owns, you may have been the creator ultimately of that product, but you don't own the creation that you made.
Right, and a lot of that is hashed out in contracts of whether or not you're an independent contractor. And with a lot of the stuff, the person that writes the lyrics of the song...
Yep.
They're considered the creator of the song, but they can't then reproduce it without permission of the record label because terms of contracts. But that does not make the song a corporate creation.
So what would be a corporate creation?
Corporate creation would be the thing that Ian talked about, where somebody is an independent contractor hired by... you listen to K-pop, right?
Yeah. And, not so much these days, but yes.
Right, but those bands, they're created for the purpose of, we need to have a band, just throw some people together.
Find
where
some pretty girls, can they dance?
Right.
Can they sing?
It's
if
not,
they can't sing, they'll auto-tune.
Yeah, where like, you know, Metallica, they came together organically,
mm-hmm.
and they created music, and then they signed a record label. The K-pop bands, those are created by some corporate entity. Their music is then created, you know.
Yeah, and but if they, okay, so whether the band, okay, so whether the band was put together by the corporation or not, they're all still under contract with these corporations. So even
right.
if a K-pop girl writes a song, you know, if she writes some lyrics or whatever, it's still owned by the corporation. It ain't her creation, even though she created it legally.
It depends on the terms of the contract.
Which you better believe that most of these terms are that the record company owns this S. Whatever it is.
A lot of it, the record company only owns after it's produced. So if, and I don't know who, you know, actually writes the music for Metallica,
right.
just that Lars guy's the first one that came
to
my mind.
If they write lyrics
and
they don't produce it.
If he writes something and it's never produced,
then
it's not owned, it's not owned by Apple.
Well, then they don't know about it.
So
of course they couldn't own it.
All right, so wait, back up a moment. So that's specific to the entertainment business or the music business. Now, other industries like movies and software development and is probably more likely going to be a corporate rather than what
right,
Daryl is saying.
This legislation only deals with music, which is why I said it's not as bad as it could have been.
Oh, okay. So it screws music over totally, but...
I didn't say it's a good bill.
Yeah.
I said it's not as bad as it could have been.
I was trying to understand what you meant by that. Now you made it clear.
Yeah, so it doesn't wind up saying that George Orwell's books don't enter the public domain in like 2 more years because...
So it's awful, just not god-awful.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad. It's just not as bad as it could have been.
Okay.
A boulder fell on you, but
gotten to the proposal.
Right.
Which is just the Senate version, I think, that you're going to give us the number.
The Senate version actually added more things than what the House version had.
Uh-huh.
So this now goes to the House, and the House is most likely going to say, yeah, whatever the Senate passed is good.
Because it's all unanimous so far.
Right.
On both sides.
The bill revamps Section 115 of the U.S. Copyright Act, combining 3 major pieces of legislation. The Music Modernization Act, which The Verge says streamlines the music licensing process to make it easier for right holders to get paid when their music is streamed online.
Mm.
So this is why artists are supporting it. Oh, so if Sirius picks up my thing or my song gets picked up by Pandora, I'm going to get money? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the artists are supporting it. The Classics Act, which is an acronym for compensating legacy artists for their song services and important contributions to society.
How much time do they spend on these damn acronyms? They're so ridiculous.
They pay a guy.
Probably.
And then... Because it's government, it's public domain immediately.
Mm.
And the Classics Act covers pre-1972 recordings going back to 1923.
So these are somehow not monetized as much as they could be today, and this will make them... And they will make it so SiriusXM has to pay more for the oldies channels.
For the artist, because currently it's only the rights holder that gets compensated.
All right, but they're going to increase the amount that they have to pay.
Oh, yeah.
We're coming up here. Hour number 3 is next. You want to talk copyright or whatever's on your mind. Free Talk Live.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.